I'm here at the state capitol this morning as teachers are beginning to show up by the busload for today's march. It's chilly with a little bit of drizzle in the air right now, but that doesn't seem to be dampening the enthusiasm at all. I'm standing here today with Chelsea Cruz. She's a teacher at Woodward High School, where she teaches AP government and some history classes as well. Chelsea, thank you so much for talking with us.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
So kind of what's going on through your mind right now as we're seeing teachers begin to show up here today?
Lots of mixed emotions. After the legislation passed last week, Woodward called school to be back on. And so our superintendent has been pretty great, and he let us take school business today. So, but I'm here today because just the overall education funding is still just, it's not enough. I'm thankful for the pay raise, and that's good for me. I don't need $10,000. I don't need, more on that. But I'm just really concerned about the overall education funding because of class sizes, because of, textbooks falling apart, because my desks are falling apart. So I'm really here to talk to them, what's the next step? I've made appointments with several legislators, some mine, some not. And I'm just here to say, okay, this is, great baby first step, but we need more.
Let's talk a little bit about that. You mentioned class sizes and books and things like that. What are kind of the conditions at your school that you have right now as far as class sizes and such?
It kind of depends on the hour, but I started a class with 32 kids. I only had 30 desks, and there were no more desks to be had. Some of our math classes were sitting at 35, 36. Some of them have gone down. We've kind of done some rearranging, and we were actually able to hire a new math teacher. So that helped class sizes. But I mean, textbooks, some of them are a decade old. I don't have enough textbooks for my kids, so I have class sets of textbooks in my bigger classes. I don't even have enough, so they have to share. It's really concerning. My students aren't getting what they deserve. My job is to give them the best education possible. And so I feel like by being here, I'm fighting for that. I couldn't bear to be in my classroom today when I could be here fighting for better conditions for them, better textbooks, better, just a better environment to learn in. So
what do you hope to accomplish today?
One, I just wanted to be a part of this, just to show there's power in numbers, and that we're not just settling for, this historic piece of legislation. I really just want to keep the conversation going with my representatives and my senator, and I have Representative Rosecrans and Representative Virgin are going to, I've talked to them, and so I want to get all sides of this. So better education for myself concerning the issues, but also just to let them know this is only the beginning.
Now, you came a pretty long way to be here today. How long do you plan to be at the Capitol? Do you plan to continue tomorrow?
Possibly. My friend and I drove down last night from Woodward. It's about 2.5 hours, sometimes three, depending on traffic. So we packed for 2 days. I'm kind of waiting to see how I feel after today. And after speaking with my legislators and things like that, I don't really have any more personal days to take. So that's something that I would be risking paying for a sub. And so that's kind of, I'm going to see how today goes. But for sure, might be here tomorrow. But after that, I'm going to have to get back to my students, which I'm excited to do. So that's the plan.
We've been talking with Chelsea Cruz. She's a high school teacher in Woodward. Chelsea, thank you so much for your time.
Awesome. Thank you so much.